Good morning, church. Good morning. Good morning. It takes something of us, doesn't it, to make a joyful noise to God? It ought to require something of us. It ought to elicit a response that this is the day that the Lord has made, and the people would say, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Do you know that I had to look up what verse that was? Do you know that this pastor who has been seminary trained, who has been in the formal practice of ministry for the last 8 years, had to look up what verse in the Psalms is, this is the day that the Lord has made? I make that confession to you not for you to lose confidence in me and my competence. I make that confession to say sometimes it's more important to know these words by heart and less where exactly it's found on what page number it's located. Do you hear me? Sometimes it's when we allow the scripture to fully seep into our sinew, seep into our very spirits, that we often find our lives resonating and actually treating the Bible as the living word. Because it's alive and breathes in us, it co-creates with us, it gives us a lens for seeing our reality. I'm not going to stay up here too long because the message is absolutely in the music this morning. But I did want to give you a framework for thinking through the next few Sundays. For us to know something by heart means that we have become so familiar with it, we only need a little lead-in and we can chime in with the rest. Just like we did, right? This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If I started singing with Lily, I don't know if she's here today, but if I started singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, and she would respond, for the Bible tells me so. There are some things that we know by heart, but it takes caring, loving individuals to help that word grow in our hearts. Amen. It takes things like communion, which we will be celebrating today. It takes the bread and the cup, the taking of the very life of Christ and remembering the very covenant that we are drawn into. It's taking that all in on a regular basis in the context of community that helps us to say, oh, I'm not alone in this world. Though I might feel broken, I am part of one body, and that body is for the healing of the nations. When we do these things like ritual, when we stand up here with children and adults to come into the family of God through the sacrament of baptism, we are being ritualized, but we're also being heartened. Our hearts are primed for this life that we are being drawn into. If you've been here for any length of time, you've heard me talk about the work of Brené Brown, a researcher, an author, a teacher, who has looked into the very dynamics of shame and vulnerability. How can we show up best for one another? The reason why I actually started researching her more is because I heard her use this turn of phrase. She said, wholehearted. And I was like, oh, I think I know that phrase. Wholehearted. What does it mean to have a whole heart? And I started looking through our hymnal. On page 8, you can do the same thing. And in our longer ritual, in our longer format for communion, we have a confession and pardon there that we share with so many other brothers and sisters in Christ. Brothers and sisters in particular from the Anglican and Episcopal Church. This is our prayer that we share together and so many others. But listen to it. In our confession as one body, we say these words. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. It only took someone saying wholehearted for it to go, bing. I know what that is. I resonate with that. There's something in me, deep within me, that says, I know what it means to have a whole heart, and I know what it means to say sorry that I have not loved you and my neighbor with my whole heart. Over the next few weeks, I'll share with you the importance of the work that I've been doing in this community, at least the work of really strengthening the discipleship systems and working with age-level programming, making sure that we are not just pulling programs out of a box, we're forming our children and our young people in faith. We're forming our children and our young people in faith so that when they're out there in the world and they're working and they're playing and they're doing all kinds of amazing, adventurous things, they will be able to hearken back to the words that they have heard sung and spoken, the rituals that were done, the bread broken, the cup shared, so that they might be wholehearted people. And my desire for all of us, not just here at Blaine Memorial, but wherever we might land in life, would be to know God's love, God's songs of peace with justice by heart. Sure, it's nice if you can find a page number. Sure, it's nice if you can know the exact chapter and verse in the Bible. But if you know the spirit of the law, you will be just as blessed. And I trust that God will use us as a blessing. Amen? Amen? Beloved, let us pray. God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for this community that has gathered. We give you thanks for the songs that we know by heart. For the ways that just a few notes can invoke words of promise, oh God, words of comfort and reassurance, that just a few notes or just the way somebody says, "The Lord be with you," we might elicit a response of, "And also with you." We might elicit responses throughout the world that help share the very peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for this gift, and help us to root your love and your word so deeply within us that we would know it by heart. For this is our prayer in the name of Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.